Welcome to Market Week in Review for the week ending April 28th, 2023. I'm Sophie Antal-Gibert, and I'm joined today by my colleague and friend, Mark Eibel, Director of Client Investment Strategies. Hi, Mark. It's a pleasure to see you.
It is great to be here. So fun to do this with you.
Absolutely. And in person, no less,
I know,
right?
It's great.
Very exciting. I am also excited to get your take on three topics that are sort of at the top of the headlines, or at least top of mind at the moment,
right,
when we're talking to investors. One is earnings season. Mm-hmm. We're sort of midway through that. Would love to get your thoughts on where are we at right now. Another one is GDP numbers just came out,
right,
for the U.S. And then the Fed is meeting again next week.
They
and
are.
We're always curious about what your thoughts are on that.
All right.
Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right. So first up, earnings season, midway through, is it thumbs up, thumbs down? Where are things, what's standing out to you?
Yeah, like most things, it's maybe with an edge towards thumbs up. So
okay.
Technology companies seem to be reporting pretty well. The big banks reported well. Regional banks, no surprise, having a little bit of a tougher time. I think maybe the biggest takeaway is, from a big picture, about down 5 to 7% year over year, which is not bad. Most of us, you know, we're in the down 10% camp, would probably be where we're at. So I think earnings are hanging in there. Companies, by and large, are able to pass along the price increases that kind of came with inflation. So I think the clock is running, though. Every quarter, I think that's going to be harder, and yet we see the inflation numbers are coming down, and who's going to win the race, right? So if companies can just kind of hang in there, put in quarters like we're seeing, and those inflation numbers come down, they'll get a little relief moving forward. If the inflation numbers stay sticky, I think it gets harder and harder. But for first quarter earnings, I think the report card is okay to slightly positive based on what many people thought, and I think we'll take that.
We'll definitely take that, because it didn't always look that way,
right,
earlier, even just earlier this month. Mm-hmm. So. Good. That is good to know. All right.
On to the next one.
On to the next one. GDP. What should we know there? That was released today. Is that, from your perspective, another sort of thumbs up, or depends on where you look? Depends on how deep in the data you dig? Or
like most things lately, depends on how you want to take it, right? So the first quarter estimate for GDP, up 1.1%, a little bit lower than the run rate some folks thought it would be, maybe in the 1.5 to 2 range. So it's positive. But considering this is the quarter that people think will be the best quarter of the year, not a great starting point. There's a little bit of everything in there. The consumer was relatively strong. They were the best part of it, and we are a consumer-led economy, and as long as people keep spending, betting against the American consumer in my 40-year career hasn't been a bet you've won very often. But businesses seem to be slowing down. Inventories were a little bit light. Trade was a little bit neutral. So the consumer led it, which is positive news, but the overall number, not a great one if this is maybe the high mark of the year. So again, more input, I think, for the Fed to think about when they go into next week's meeting.
Well, exactly. That's exactly where my mind was going. Okay. So the Fed is meeting next week. We're talking about, you know, inflation has been coming down. Mm-hmm. GDP looks okay. Earnings look okay. How is the Fed sort of squaring that circle? What inputs are they taking? How are they maybe going to be looking at that next week?
Right. I think, and we think, they'll probably raise a quarter point. They have more data to look at, but I don't think they're going to change course yet. I think the interesting thing is, it is in a lot of times with the Fed, it's not necessarily what they do. That's what the market thinks they'll do. It's what do they say, right? And mm-hmm. We're getting closer. I don't know if this is the last rate hike or there's one more, but this is what, rate hike 20 or 21 in a year? I mean, we're getting close to the end. When do they start messaging this pause moment that everybody talks about? And how long might that pause be? And of course, it depends on if the inflation numbers continue to move down as we've seen. So we think they'll raise a quarter point, but it'll be very interesting to see what the Fed says. And before you know it, 6 more weeks will have gone by and we'll get to go through this again. But I don't think today's GDP number has probably changed their view on what they're going to do next week. But we'll find out next week.
Exactly. Well, and as we've seen recently, a lot can happen between now and next
right.
week. Hopefully,
right.
hopefully nothing dramatic.
Whoever does this next week will know the answer.
Exactly.
And you'll
exactly.
be able to continue the conversation.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, with that, thank you very much, Mark. Unfortunately,
it's my pleasure.
That's all we have time for today, but really appreciate you joining us and sharing your insights. And thank you for joining us. We'll be back again soon.